Welcome to the AI HR Daily Podcast, brought to you by Ovi. I'm your host, and today we're talking about a number that should make every recruiter pause. 66% of job seekers actively avoid applying to jobs that use AI screening. If you want to stay on top of AI and HR, hit follow so you don't miss an episode. So here's the tension. 87% of companies now use AI recruitment tools. 99% of Fortune 500 firms have them baked into their hiring stack. And yet, 2 out of every 3 candidates will skip your job listing the moment they see AI screening mentioned. That's not a soft preference, that's a leaky pipeline. How did we get here? On the employer side, the case for AI is real. You're looking at a 30% average reduction in cost per hire. 67% of recruiters cite time savings as the primary benefit, and AI-selected candidates show a 14% improvement in interview pass rates. So the efficiency argument holds up. But here's where it gets complicated. Candidates aren't just uncomfortable with AI, they're specifically worried about fairness. 37% of job seekers flag racial and ethnic bias as a significant concern. And when you ask recruiters, they're split. 68% believe AI removes bias, but 35% worry it excludes non-traditional talent. Who's right? Honestly, both. AI hiring systems are trained on historical decisions. If those decisions were good, AI scales what works. If they weren't, AI just scales the problem faster and at lower cost. Bias isn't a deployment checkbox. It's an architecture question you have to answer before you go live. Now layer on this. 63% of recruiters expect AI to eventually replace candidate screening entirely, and 79% think AI will be making hiring decisions. Job seekers already know this is where things are heading, and 71% of them oppose it. That's not a fringe view. That's the majority of your talent pool telling you exactly what they're worried about. Regulation is catching up too. NYC Local Law 144 already requires annual bias audits and disclosure notices before you can deploy automated employment decision tools. More cities and countries will follow. So what do you actually do with all of this? 2 things, starting this quarter. First, disclose AI use in your job postings, proactively, not buried in fine print. Candidates who opt in knowing the process engage better and drop off less. It also builds the kind of trust that actually improves your pipeline quality. Second, keep humans in the final decision loop. This isn't just optics. It signals to candidates that a real person is accountable for the outcome. The companies doing this well, like Ovi, which uses AI to produce ranked shortlists and rubric scores while leaving the hire decision with the recruiter, are closing the trust gap without giving up the efficiency gains. The AI recruiting market is growing fast. Adoption is near universal. But the winners aren't going to be the companies with the most AI. They're going to be the ones that figured out how to make candidates feel seen in a process that increasingly doesn't look human. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to AI HR Daily, brought to you by Ovi. If this was useful, share it with someone who's building their hiring stack right now. And follow the show, new episodes every week.